Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis, with Jay Tarsis, Sophie Thompson, James Fleet, Hugh Dennis, Felicity Montague, Tony Maudsley, Susie Blake, Michael Fenton Stevens, and Andy Hamilton.
So mark this historic day well, citizens. For this day, May the 27th, 1770, will forever be emblazoned as the day that the torch of freedom was lit in this town and across this land. The day that free men stood up and cried, "Down with purple tyrants! Down with palsied despotism! We will have freedom, or we will have death!"
Uh-huh. Can you just pass the milk, please, dear?
And do you know what happened the moment after Nathaniel Hopkins had proclaimed these immortal words to the good people of Harrisburg?
Mary, I'm trying to have my breakfast.
They marched on the home of the lickspittle pro-English harbormaster, and they tarred and feathered his pet spaniel.
Tarred and feathered his spaniel?
Well, he was out. And to think that tomorrow night, the same Nathaniel Hopkins, the brightest star in the firmament of freedom, will be speaking at our very own Baltimore Corn Exchange.
Well, I hope there's no violence. People tend not to exchange corn when they're running from bayonets.
Ready more porridge, Father?
Joshua, kindly remove your head from inside the saucepan.
Sorry, Father.
It's a bad habit, son. Someday you'll be running the shop, and no one trusts a salesman with cereal in his hair.
Oh, you won't catch me running the shop, Father. No, sir. I shall be out there in the wilderness hunting bears and trapping deer and goading rattlesnakes.
Why in heaven's name do you insist on goading rattlesnakes?
Well, it always makes for a lively anecdote, and the blindness is only temporary.
You know, sometimes I wonder if he's my son. I never goaded rattlesnakes as a boy.
Excuse our tardiness. Breakfast, Mr. Oliphant. We had a bit of a disturbed night, I'm afraid. First, the rats kept gnawing on the sergeant's wooden leg. Then they started on the pig's fat in his hair.
Pig's fat?
Standard army issue. Except for officers, of course. We're allowed to style our hair with pig's fat faintly perfumed with apple peelings.
How refined. So hard to keep up with those London fashions.
What's for breakfast?
Only porridge, I'm afraid. And if you find any of Joshua's hairs, just regard them as extra roughage.
Yeah, well, it has to be better than the boiled cabbage we get in barracks.
A German delicacy, according to the mercenaries. Though, to the crude Teutonic taste, any edible comestible with a semblance of flavor smacks of delicacy, I fancy.
Was that an attempt at small talk?
Yes.
Sticking the words "I fancy" on the end of a sentence does not constitute badinage. So in the future, just shut your English face hole.
Mary, for God's sake...
Well, I'm sorry, Father, but it's insufferable enough that we are forced to billet King George's bullies without having to endure what his feeble British mind regards as wit. The brilliant Nathaniel Hopkins says they're a nation of dullards.
Brilliant, is he? You seem very taken with him.
And why not? I admire his razor-sharp intellect, whereas all you have to recommend you are your boringly piercing blue eyes.
Well, I'll keep watching your Mr. Hopkins. Me and my men are policing his public meeting tomorrow night. And, to reduce the risk of rioting, General Venables has ordered us to close all the taverns.
And confiscate all the liquor.
And confiscate all... I don't remember the general ordering that.
Oh, regulation procedure, sir. To prevent people becoming inflamed, my men have to confiscate all the alcoholic beverages they can find.
Oh, I see.
And any big-chested women.
Really? Are you sure? I wasn't aware that...
Oh, yes, big chests start fights. It's an established fact, sir.
Good morrow, citizens, and God bless King George.
Whatever happened to that quaint colonial convention we call knocking?
Oh, come, come, Sam. Surely we have no need of knocking. I'm part of the family now, don't forget.
I can't. Believe me, I've tried.
Still eating breakfast, Father? My, but you run an idle household.
It's only 8 o'clock, sister.
Well, I've already had my breakfast, done my scripture, and scrubbed the front steps already this morning.
Your daughter is a wonderful housekeeper, Samuel.
Is she really?
Oh, yes, she is forever cleaning. Indeed, some evenings this sweet girl gets so carried away with her devotion to cleaning that she completely forgets to come to our bed. Is that not touching?
Well, it sounds like not touching to me.
Now, I shan't tarry, for tarrying is the devil's hopscotch. But I came to speak with you, Captain, on a matter of urgency. No doubt you recall that a few weeks ago I penned a learned treatise entitled In Defense of the Divine Right of Kings, Especially George III, who is clearly a direct descendant of the baby Jesus. Now it seems my learned opus has been answered by a poisonous rant from that anonymous pamphleteer Spartacus. This pamphlet is being distributed throughout the town. Just look at this vile portrait of me. See, he has most viciously caricatured my face.
And attached it to the body of a worm.
I know.
And the worm is protruding from the king's...
We can all see where the worm is protruding from, thank you very much. The point is, Captain, you have to hunt down this scoundrel Spartacus.
Hear, hear, husband.
So you are taking sides against your fellow countrymen, are you, Cora?
It is a wife's duty to support her husband. Something you may come to understand, little sister, when or if you grow up.
Girls, please.
Well, just because you've married a jackass, Cora, doesn't mean you have to bray like one.
Why, you little troublemaker?
You... Don't you call me a troublemaker.
Cora, Mary, please.
Here, they can have a catfight.
No.
Oh. Well, she's always competing,
stop
Father.
Stop it now. Just stop it. I hate it when you two argue.
There'll be no more arguments soon, because the victory of freedom is inevitable, to quote Nathaniel Hopkins.
Yes, well, there's another troublemaker. You mark my words. Tomorrow night, he'll inflame the mob.
Have no fear, sir. The British Army knows how to deal with mobs. You keep a cool head and a steady nerve, and the rabble soon disperse.
So you've faced mobs before, then?
Well, not personally, no, but my sergeant has, haven't you, McGurk?
Oh, many's the mob, sir, yeah, indeed, yeah, yeah. Biggest mob I faced was at Bangalore in 1761. A seething crowd of angry natives started shouting vile anti-British slogans. So, to nip it in the bud, the order was given to fire above their heads. Unfortunately, not all the rioters were the same height. So the taller ones got their heads blown off, and that created a bit of an atmosphere, really.
Thank you, Sergeant.
I was also present at the great massacre of Drynaken in 1763, and again at the medium-sized massacre of Abergavenny in 67.
You seem to have been present at rather a lot of massacres.
Well, I've just been lucky, I suppose.
The sergeant's experience demonstrates that trained soldiers will always defeat a mob.
Well, no, that's not strictly true, sir. No, for instance, in Togoland in 69, the rioters overran us, and the mob tore all the officers limb from limb and then started lobbing the dismembered bits around for a laugh.
Really?
Oh, yes, great laugh as the Togos.
That's hardly likely to happen tomorrow night, is it?
It could easily happen if the wrath of freedom-loving Americans is aroused.
You see, this contagion must be curtailed. I insist you begin house-to-house searches to find this Spartacus. And I'm sure all good citizens would urge the same. Isn't that right, Sam?
Well, if you don't mind, Ezekiel, it's my rule never to take sides in matters of politics.
Well, with respect... You took sides 2 years back when I stood for alderman. As I recall, you voted against me.
Did I?
Of course you did, Father. You voted 6 times. We all did. You made us.
Captain Grimshaw, can we presume you'll be stepping up the hunt for Spartacus? Otherwise, we might be obliged to make complaint to your commander, General Venables.
General Venables? Oh, I don't think there's any need to involve him, is there?
Well, let's hope not. Good day to you all. Come, wife.
Coming, husband.
Oh, we don't want General Venables sticking his nose in, sir.
I know.
He's a cruel, brutish, barbaric animal, and that's by my standards.
But you can't start searching everyone's house, Captain. People will object.
They'll do more than object. They'll rise up against the phlegm-faced, pimple-nosed British hyenas.
I would ask you to moderate your language, madam, or
Oh, what? Captain Crap Shovel.
Mary.
It's no use just glaring at me, Brimshaw, with your damnable shiny eyes. Tell me, or what? And if you flare your nostrils at me like that, sir, I shall flare mine with interest. And if you should seize me roughly in a vice-like grip, I shall struggle and kick and nip you.
I've no intention of seizing you roughly.
Oh, none at all?
None.
I see. Well, if you'll excuse me, I need some fresh air, as I seem to have broken into something of a lather.
Sorry about that, Captain. You all right? You seem to have broken into a bit of a sweat as well.
Yes, I am. I'll just go and douse myself with them. Is there a horse trough outside?
Tell me, Sergeant, do you think this colony's headed for war? You've obviously seen many wars. In fact, you seem to have started a lot of them.
Golden memories.
The point I'm moving towards is that if Mary becomes involved with Brimshaw and war breaks out between us and you, well, It can only end in tears for her, can it?
Well, and for the captain, sir. I mean, if he's found fraternizing romantically with the enemy, well, then General Venables might have him shot.
Oh, we don't want that, do we?
No, we don't. He's the softest touch in the British Army. I'd never get a commanding officer as dim as he is. No, I don't want anything happening to my easy ticket.
Which is why it behooves us to keep him and Mary apart.
Well apart, sir.
Oh, but how do we do that?
Oh,
dear. Oh, you've got an idea, haven't you? There's a glint in your eye.
What? Oh, no, that's the glass one. It always glints. Yeah.
Oh, I see. When, you know, when you move your head, it sort of catches the light.
Yeah, yeah, nice, isn't it? Yeah, quite Christmassy. No, I have no specific idea as such, sir, other than that as men of experience, we have a responsibility to keep those two young people apart.
For their own protection. That's my point entirely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sir, I don't mean to be familiar, but even though you and I come from very different worlds, I can't help feeling that somehow there's a funny sense in which the two of us are both...
Total opposites.
Yeah, sorry, sir, I was being too familiar, wasn't I?
Exactly.
And let this be remembered as the day that free men stood up and cried, "Down with purple tyrants!
Yeah.
Down with palsied despotism!
Yeah.
For I say we shall have freedom, or we shall have death!"
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. I shall now take a 10-minute interval before the second half of my oration. I love you, Baltimore!
He's so right. We must refuse to allow ourselves to be governed by despots.
Well, I'm not governed by anybody. No, sir. When I'm out in the wilderness, I'm a free spirit. Free to fish for salmon, hunt bison, and strangle timber wolves.
Why do you strangle timber wolves?
Well,
for the anecdotes, yes.
It's not as dangerous as it sounds. Once you've throttled the first couple, the pack comes to regard you as its leader.
Definitely not my son.
I'm going backstage to meet Nathaniel Hopkins.
Oh, tell him I enjoyed all the stuff about overthrowing tyranny, but I think he could liven it up a bit by turning a few somersaults.
What are there, Mr. Oliphant? Young Joshua? Where's Mary?
Not here.
Oh.
So, Captain, no trouble so far, I see?
No, the crowd seem calm, don't they, Sergeant?
Well, they do for now, sir, but I think as a precaution, we should make them all empty their pockets so my men can confiscate the contents.
Yeah, the contents are likely to be mostly coins, aren't they?
With respect, sir, you call them coins, I call them circular missiles.
Do you not think that seizing everyone's money will prove a mite provocative?
Yes, I must say, Sergeant, it does seem rather draconian.
Well, maybe so, sir, but when did you last hear of any trouble in Draconia?
Well, that's true. Yes. He's got a point there.
Yeah,
you never hear a peep
from
Draconia.
Why, hello, Sergeant McKirk. I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Captain, you've got to keep this scurvy cow away from me.
Don't hide behind me, Sergeant. Just be civil.
Oh, my goodness, Sergeant. I seem to have dropped my handkerchief at your... foot.
Yeah.
Won't you be gallant and pick it up for me?
No.
Oh, I get your game, you naughty man. You want me to bend down and pick it up so you can peer down my voluptuous décolletage.
I would sooner have my remaining arm torn off by crocodiles. No offense, miss.
I told you to be civil, Sergeant.
I said no offense.
Captain Brimshaw.
Ah, Mrs. Spriggs. Mrs. Spriggs.
Good day, Captain.
I didn't take you for followers of Nathaniel Hopkins.
Oh, heaven forbid. But it occurred to us that this accursed Spartacus is bound to be here. So we're noting down the names of everyone present as a list of suspects. Then you can interrogate them all, individually.
You're too kind.
That plan's a little overzealous, isn't it, Cora?
You think so, Father? Have you seen today's offering from Spartacus? Look, for some reason I have been portrayed as a dodo on a leash. And as for my poor husband, look at this.
Oh,
are those feet?
We're humiliated.
Oh, relax. I mean, it's not as if you're the only victims. See, Captain Brimshaw's been depicted as a baboon in a red coat, and Sergeant McGurk is, well, just a baboon.
Yeah. Can I keep this?
Well, look at this ridiculous caricature of me as some ugly old hag in a vulgar low-cut gown.
Yeah, well, all sorts of local figures have been caricatured, so let's keep our sense of humor and... Wait a second. The diseased crow sitting on that fence is me.
Well, honestly, Miss Oliphant, you embarrass me with your hymns of praise.
But you deserve them, Mr. Hopkins, and more. You are the rallying point for our great cause.
Well,
you are our champion.
I'm flattered, ma'am.
Actually, the great cause has its own champion, locally.
Hmm?
A free-thinking satirist who calls himself Spartacus. He turns out inspiring pamphlets, like this one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen his work. The Diseased Crow is excellent. Does anyone know the identity of this fine fellow?
Actually, this fine fellow is a fellow S.
I beg your pardon?
I am Spartacus.
Well, damn my eyes, Miss Oliphant. You are the true hero.
You really think so?
Why, yes, a fine young American woman challenging the mighty British Empire. Let me embrace you as a fellow patriot in our great struggle. As a true daughter of liberty.
Oh. Yes, that's probably enough embracing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tell me, brother, what do you see as the next step on our road to revolution?
Well, the first step to liberating ourselves as a country is to liberate ourselves as individuals. We have to cast off the petty constraints that the old world places upon us.
Oh, you speak what's in my heart.
Together, we can throw off the shackles of stale conformity. We can tear down the prison walls of musty tradition and propriety. We can wallow in each other's burning flesh. We can build a shining new Jerusalem.
Sorry, what was the one before last?
To achieve that dream, we will have to fight, Mary.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Embrace me yet again, and we shall seal our covenant. Let this kiss bond us together in our cause.
Oh, sir, you go too far.
Well, by provincial standards, perhaps, but... I can assure you the use of tongue is all the rage in cosmopolitan circles. Let me further educate you.
Keep your distance, sir. My father is outside and my brother. I'll denounce you to them and to the entire assembly as a hypocritical tongue thruster.
Would that be wise?
Wise?
Well, as you said, I am a rallying point, but... If you were to go out there and denounce me as,
tongue thruster?
Yes, well, think how my enemies would use that against me. But if you must place your girlish sensibilities above our noble cause, well...
But it's a question of morality, sir. It has never been the case and never will be that an individual's depraved behavior could be overlooked simply out of political expediency.
How old are you?
And I shall give tongue to the cry of liberty.
Yes!
And I shall flick it in the name of freedom. And I call on all good citizens to do the same.
Oh, my hat, that was dull. Where were the somersaults?
Where on earth is Mary? I'm surprised she missed her hero's finales. Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
You haven't seen my daughter, have you?
She's over there, sir, standing next to her husband, while at the same time recoiling from him ever so slightly.
No, I meant the other Oh, you've noticed the recoiling thing. Yeah. I thought I was imagining it.
Oh, no, sir, I'd say she's definitely recoiling, and I'm something of an expert on recoiling women.
I don't doubt that.
Yes, I would say that their marital union is as yet unconsummated.
Yeah, well, thank you, Sergeant. When I want your opinion on that,
Such a waste. Handsome woman like that, eh? If only I was 20 years younger with all my limbs and my bits in place, I tell you.
Sergeant! Where are you, you cheeky monkey?
Oh, blazes, can I duck behind you, Governor?
Where are you, my elusive little butterfly?
Okay, she's gone.
Oh, I tell you, it's no good. I'm going to have to kill her.
Mr. Oliphant, I haven't seen Mary recently.
No, I'm very worried about her. She went into the back room to talk with that Hopkins and...
Oh, did she? When did she go in?
Oh, it's been quite a while now.
Yes, well, it's my intention to have a word with that rabble-rouser and have him jolly well on his way.
Well, shall we accompany you, Captain?
Yes, of course, Mr. Oliphant. Does my jaw look firm, Sergeant?
Jutting nicely, sir.
It's your word against mine, young man. Gentlemen, do you mind not barging in? Good Lord, why's it gone dark?
Stand away from that window, Joshua.
Sorry, Father.
He's a big one, isn't he?
Mary, are you crying?
Am I? Will I?
Why are you crying?
Yes, why is she crying?
Well, how should I know? She's a woman. They cry.
Something's happened here. Mary never cries.
No, not even when you throw her down a well for a bet.
Down a well?
Very long story.
Gentlemen, let me explain before this gets out of hand. The reason that woman is crying is because I rejected her brazen advances.
That is a lie!
She came in here and virtually threw herself at me under the pathetic pretext of boasting about being this Spartacus character.
Mary, you're Spartacus?
Well, what if I am?
But I'm under strict orders to arrest Spartacus.
Well, I'm not scared. So there.
I don't want to throw you in jail, Miss Oliphant, but I'm an officer of the British Army.
You've got no choice but to arrest her, Captain.
Now you listen here, Hopkins.
Hold on a moment. So Mary is Spartacus?
Yes. I know what you're up to, Hopkins.
Who's Spartacus?
I'll explain it to you when we get home, son, and step away from that window. It's like there's an eclipse.
Oh, right.
Now you listen to me, Hopkins. You just want a martyr so you can stir up the mob.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. The captain here is much too clever to provoke the mob by arresting a young girl, aren't you, Captain?
But I have my orders, Sergeant, from General Venables himself.
Oh, yes, sir, of course, yes. And I'm sure the General will be impressed that you finally caught the elusive Spartacus.
Indeed.
After living under the same roof as him for several weeks.
What?
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'm sure the General won't regard your having the culprit right under your nose all that time as crass incompetence worthy of a transfer to Ireland.
I cannot worry about any personal considerations, Sergeant.
Of course not, sir.
My duty comes first.
But Captain Mary's just a young...
I have my orders, sir. Miss Mary Oliphant, in the name of King George, I hereby Ireland, you say?
Oh, almost certainly, sir. Or possibly Togoland.
Togoland?
The land of the laughing limb-tossers.
Oh, I see. Well, of course, it is also my duty not to act in haste and to look at the broader picture
Oh, dear.
Why are you laughing, Hopkins?
Well, if you're the caliber of officers the British are sending over here, then this war will be a very short one. Now, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I must...
Where do you think you're going, sir? That is the unresolved matter of your improper conduct towards Miss Oliphant.
What improper conduct? I wasn't aware that the silly girl had accused me of any offense.
What did he do to you, Mary?
So, hang on. She's Mary?
just leave it, son.
Did he attempt to violate you, miss?
Well, he...
Just tell us, child.
Yes, and we shall expose this mountebank in court. The name of Nathaniel Hopkins will be mud throughout America, and I don't think many people will follow then, sir.
Well, Mary, what did he do?
He didn't do anything.
There you have it. Innocent in the wench's own words. So, gentlemen, I regret it's time for me to take my leave and... put me down!
Oh, no! I haven't followed much of this, but I know you're a bad man.
Joshua, please, you must stop bashing his head against the rafters.
Must he, Mary? He seems to have a nice rhythm going.
Yeah, it's sort of syncopated, isn't it? Yeah.
Stop, you'll hurt him! And he's too valuable! Stop!
Thank you. Perhaps I'll give Bornemer a wide berth in future publicity tours. A farewell to you all. The next time you hear from me, my friends, I shall probably be your president.
Huh. As if a man like that could ever become president.
Sergeant, if Mary was revealed as Spartacus, would I really be sent away to Ireland?
At the very least, sir.
And she'd be sent to prison to rot alongside the dregs of humanity.
Alongside people who are disgusting, depraved subhumans.
And that's by his standards.
Exactly. Of course, if the identity of Spartacus were to remain a mystery, and perhaps if he were to mysteriously go quiet...
Then nobody need go anywhere. Isn't that right, Mary?
Well, I suppose.
Of course, we have to ensure that none of us ever tell anyone of this conversation.
What conversation?
At last! There you are, Captain. I have completed the list of suspects here. Please forward it to General Venables so we can authorize house-to-house searches immediately.
Yes, thank you kindly, Mr. Spriggs. You've been most thorough.
Don't delay now, Captain, for delay is Beelzebub's bordello. The man you're hunting is on this list, I'll wager.
I'll wager 20 pounds.
Oh, look to Mary. She's fainting. Oh, it's all right. I've caught her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain.
No problem, miss. Just rest your head on my shoulder for a moment.
Oh, thank you. But that's a firm shoulder you have there.
The Brimshaws are known for their shoulders.
Well, we mustn't impose on the good Captain, Mary. Me and Joshua can look after you. We're family.
I'm now... all right, Father. I just need some fresh air. Perhaps a walk by the river might prove a tonic.
Good idea, Mary. The family will walk you.
I'd like the Captain to walk me. Will you take my arm then, Captain?
I'm sure the Captain can't be spared. Isn't that right, Sergeant?
Oh, very much so, sir. Yes, you see, Missy, in this volatile atmosphere, we need the Captain to stay here in command, you see?
Oh, but everything seems peaceful, Sergeant. I'm happy to leave you in charge.
Would you excuse me a moment, please, sir?
Good God! What's happening?
Regret to report, sir, that some ruffian has shot the departing Nathaniel Hopkins in the arse. Thus sending his supporters into a frenzy of violent outrage.
Damnation!
Well, Captain, looks like that river walk will have to wait.
Perhaps some other time.
Way, way, way down the road.
Just look at those brawling degenerates. Cora will be frightened. I'd best spirit her home where she can be comforted by my manly presence. What?
Nothing.
Come along then, Sergeant. We'd better quell this rioting.
Right, sir. You know, this disturbance reminds me of the minor incident that ultimately led to the great massacre of Poona.
I've not heard of that battle.
No, it wasn't a battle. It was a cricket match.
Oh, Sergeant!
Did you fire at Mrs. Arbuthnot then, Sergeant?
No. My trigger finger slipped, Captain.
Ow!
Oh, there it goes again. What is wrong with me today, eh?
Well, here they go. They're burning the Union Jack. Don't you want to look, Mary? You usually enjoy a good flag burning.
Not this time. I'm not in the mood somehow. Just take me home, please. Why are you looking at me like that, Father?
I'm a diseased crow, huh?